Joining us now, he's the head golf professional down at Bay Hill, host of the AP Invitational. John O'Leary joins us. John, welcome back into the golf shop.
Thanks for having me back on, guys.
So all set down there, rocking and rolling. You know, you've been doing this for a while, so easy money for you to do this tournament, isn't it?
Well, I don't think it's ever easy, but we know what we're doing. Now we got to do it.
Well, you know, John, that raises an interesting question about sort of best practices. When you've done something, you know, for 20-something, 23 years in a row, is there a sense that, you know, you don't necessarily have to break it down afterward, do a post-mortem, what could we do differently? Or as society changes and technology changes and needs for media changes and all that, is it ever the same 2 years in a row for you?
No, definitely not. It's always evolving, especially with, you know, the way computers are and information is passed along these days. It's definitely not the same 2 years in a row.
Yeah, what about player preparation? In 23 years, what have you guys seen? How are today's players different than players back in the good old days?
Well, there are more of them that look like cross-country runners than there used to be, let's say.
the post round beers are a little different these days, aren't they? It's post round energy drinks and protein bars and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, the number of guys that have chiropractors, masseuses, protein drinks outnumbers the guys that are sitting at the bar in the locker room.
All right, so what is it about this golf course? And I'm sitting here, I'm looking at past champions, and I'm looking at scores. And other than an occasional Tiger Woods blowing the field away, it seems like this is always a tournament that comes right down to the wire. You know, that somebody's got to either birdie 18 to win or birdie 18 to tie. What makes this golf course so great that it just lends itself to great finishes?
Oh, wow, that's really a good question. It's a fair golf course. Certainly, you know, the guys now all hit it high and far. So the Lauren Roberts of this era really has an uphill battle, let's say. So I don't know. I mean, it's very risk reward oriented. So, you know, you can play smart, make some pars, an occasional birdie. And if you get too big for your britches, there's a double ready to stare you in the face.
Well, and when you look at the way the golf course plays and other courses play, I mean, guys like Zach Johnson, you know, sort of, you know, the guys who course maintenance, shorter, not as much height, are they at a natural disadvantage and have to wait for these other guys to falter, or can we occasionally see these guys find a course that fits their game and they can excel?
Well, there certainly are courses where they can excel. A case here at Bay Hill, I mean, if an average hitter or less than average hitter is going to excel, they're going to need to really take advantage of the par fives with their wedges, which they certainly can. And they need to make sure that on the par threes, they're making pars, because our par threes are long and tough. And if you made all pars for the week on the par threes, I think you'd be in pretty good position come Sunday.
Historically, can challenging weather level the playing field at Bay Hill?
Oh, sure. We're expecting weather that'll be cooler than normal early in the week. So, that'll take away some of the advantage some of the bombers have.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit of rain earlier in the week, and looks like it's going to be, obviously nicer as the tournament starts here. So, how does this golf course drain, and how does it shape up over the weekend into the weekend? I mean, are we going to see a golf course that maybe starts out some lower scores on the first couple rounds and getting harder over the weekend? I mean, it's weird. We've seen, it seems like, you know, in the wraparound season, we've seen 59 watches, we've seen 58 watches, we've seen 60, 61s. You know, I don't know if we'll see that out at this golf course, but if we do, it's going to be earlier in the week, wouldn't it be?
Well, I don't know. You know, the beginning of the week, the weather will be cooler and not too much wind. But when we get to the weekend, we're going to have beautiful weather Saturday and Sunday. And so by then the golf course is getting harder, just more baked out. The rain that we had early in the week was very light, steady rain. It's really probably perfect rain for Chris and our agronomy staff because it's just it's very light, and the course drains amazingly well. It always has, but it won't be wet. They won't be complaining about mud balls, so that's for sure.
All right, well, we're talking to John O'Leary from down at the Bay Hill and the Arnold Palmer Invitational, and I'm curious, you mentioned your agronomy team. When the tour comes in and sets up the golf course, and you've been there, you know, two decades seeing this sort of play out, do you or the agronomy guys ever just shake your heads and go, why? Like, why are we setting it up this way? We see it play week in and week out for year after year after year. We know what's best. Do they ever come in and do something that just makes you shake your head?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen that in the years that I've been here. I mean, they set it up. I mean, there are some hole locations where I go, really?
Yeah.
But they do that at every event. I mean, the guys now hit it so high, so far, and they know exactly how far they hit it with, you know, the launch monitors and things like that that they have at their disposal to practice with. I mean, you know, it's like the commercial says, these guys are good. And so the tour staff, I think, does a nice job. I mean, they consider the wind direction, you know, with the hole locations. But if somebody doesn't drive it reasonably straight this week, they'll have their hands full with the rough, because the members and the guests in the last week when they were playing, they're having a hard time finding golf balls.
Well, that was actually going to be my next question. Have they ever come in and wanted you to have the rough or the collars or the first cut be different than you think it's best to play?
No. The tour staff, they've got guys that come in advance, and they get on the same page with Chris Flynn, our head superintendent, and the assistants. And so they're very much working as a team as it leads up to the event. I think a couple of years, well, maybe more than a couple of years, the way my memory works, but there was one time where they did actually have them mow the rough the week of the tournament because it was maybe just a little longer, and then what they were anticipating for weather was going to lead to more growth.
John, is it a little different feel this year? I mean, obviously, Arnie's not around anymore. Leading up to this tournament, has it just been a little bit of a different feel to it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I've been here 22 years, and this is my 23rd tournament, and he was always here. You always saw him. I mean, I'd see him on a daily basis, and, you know, whether he just smile or wave to you, or I had a chance to chat with him for a couple minutes, it's certainly different. But having said that, you know, we're trying to keep his spirit alive with, you know, how he did it, and I think everyone's doing a great job of that so far.
Yeah, I imagine his absence will be felt, but his presence may be felt more, you know, that you guys are doing everything you can to honor him. And sort of along those lines, you know, all around the country, we get kind of the national story and the narrative about players who are choosing maybe not to come play this year because of scheduling or fitness or whatever. And there's this weird argument about, or it seems to be that, you know, are these guys, are they slighting the tournament, or are they just failing to honor the man? What's the local narrative about that?
Well, I mean, we've got a lot of great players coming, so we're really more focused on, you know, the guys that are here and competing for the title and the championship trophy on Sunday afternoon. We can't control the actions of others. You know, it's amazing to think of what Arnold Palmer did for the game of golf. I mean, for a lot of the younger people, he was Tiger Woods before there was ever Tiger Woods.
Exactly.
You know, golf wouldn't have been on television without Arnold Palmer. I mean, the list, you know, it goes on and on and on. But we certainly really appreciate, you know, all the great players that have chosen to come this week, and we look forward to them, you know, playing to the best of their abilities. And on Sunday, we'll have a very worthy champion holding that trophy wearing, you know, the jacket.
Well, and John, speaking of that worthy champion, I'm looking right now at the scorecard. And for those of us who are going to watch this thing wire to wire on TV who can't make it down to watch in person, where on these holes is there are there places for players to really make a push? And then where can we expect to see some carnage? I tend to like carnage.
Well, the carnage, you'd probably have to have watched, you know, Thursday and Friday, because there will be carnage on 6, maybe 11, maybe 8. Those, you know, holes, they all have water that you have to play your approach shot over, you know, assuming that they're going through the green and 2 on 6. You know, it's 18, but, I mean, that's kind of an obvious one. The rocks can give it, and they can take it away.
All right, so let me ask you this about the course. What is your favorite hole in the course, and what is the one hole out there that just that gets you every time you play?
Well, my favorite 17, because that was the site of my first hole in one about 8 or 9 years ago.
Nice,
so
ooh, that, good hole in one there.
That has to be my favorite. One that can get your lunch. That's 18. I mean, the rocks and the water in front, they'll get you if you're not paying attention. But kind of a sleeper hole, maybe for some, would be the 11th hole, because it's a pretty good par 4. I don't think the fairways play in all that fast, so the guys might have a little bit longer second shot in. And if you miss it at all and we have an east wind, it'll be in the pond.
Hmm. All right, well, John, before we let you go, I want to take you out to the teaching facility for a few minutes here. And we, you know, we've long been advocating here on the show, you know, for guys to stop thinking about 20 more yards on their drives and start thinking more about shaving 3, 4, or 5 strokes from their round. I'm sure you guys at Bay Hill have found the answer to that conundrum. How do we solve this problem?
Well, that's easy. I just wrote a article or a tip, if you will, for the club newsletter that'll go out next month, and play the par threes in even par. Play them with 2 pars and 2 bogeys. You know, eliminate doubles and triples on your par threes, and you'd be shocked how fast the scores go down. If you looked last year at the PGA Tour website, par three performance, it lists 185 guys, and there are less than 20 that played the par threes for the year, even or under par.
Wow. Well, but how do you get the person who comes and they want to just pound golf balls on the range with their driver? How do you get them over to the short game to practice that?
Well, they need a little math explanation, and that is you're only going to tee off with the driver 14 times here at Bay Hill. The other 4 times, you're hitting something less than driver to the par threes. And on those occasions, if it's not on the green, it needs to be near the green. So, you know, how many times are you going to use your putter? How many times will you use a pitching wedge or a sand wedge or on the green? And so really trying to open students' eyes to the scoring, because you're right, we aren't going to hit it that much further in spite of, you know, what some of the golf balls claim or the drivers claim. The reality is, normal people, we need to work more on our short games and our putting.
Well, John, man, as always, we appreciate you coming on the show with us. Have a great weekend out there with the golf tournament, and I think, again, we're going to have a photo finish coming down to the wire, and we'll see who takes the crown.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate your time, and I'm confident you're right that we will have a good finish on Sunday.